JCA monitoring.
K3JCA KO4 PXB, good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Lloyd. How's your beginning of the week and your weekend go, sir?
I've had a good week. How about you?
So good. It's same old kind of thing. But I'm feeling a lot better, man. For about 2 weeks there, I was like under the weather. I didn't think it was COVID, but boy, it was a catch between was it COVID or the flu or whatever, but I think it was just more sinus and allergies. But feeling a lot better now.
Hear that. What was wrong with your radio a couple days ago? Because I could hear you, but you're just, you were so far down and low in volume, you could barely make you out.
I think we figured it out. I had bought a couple of 2 meter RF lightning arresters from Amazon, and I had them in line, and I mean it was bad. I could barely hear the repeater, and we were doing a simplex test the other night on the thermal belt net, and I plugged up my amplifier for simplex, and when I keyed down, it went into SWR overload, but the SWR was good on the antenna. Took the lightning arrestor out, and everything worked fine, and I got my receive back and my audio back, so I don't know what was going on.
Must have been some kind of defective or with those arrestors.
That's what I was thinking, so I'm going to get up with Bob in D7J one day, and he had on his website one day where he had like a construction or electrical panel on the outside where he had things coming in, and I want to say he had a ground bar in there and things coming in, and had everything lightning protected, and I kind of like that design that he had, but I don't see it on his website anymore.
Yep, definitely having your house grounded is a very smart thing to do. When they put the standby generator in for my house that runs the one of the Generac generators, that was one of the requirements that it had to be grounded. And that generator has been a life-saving, because like I said, 30 seconds after it detects the power out, it'll come on and it'll run the whole house. And so the only thing you can't do at the same time, because you can't wash clothes and cook at the same time.
For them Generac home generators?
Yes, and it runs on the natural gas, so it's definitely worthwhile, so you don't have to have a separate tank.
I thought about that a couple of years ago, just putting one in here, but I've been living here in this house since 2015, and I'm going to knock on wood here for saying this, but I think I can count on one hand the number of times I've lost power, and definitely half my hand on the number of times we've lost power for a substantial time frame.
Yeah, we lost power last year when that car on Highway 14 ran into one of the utility poles and took it down, and so we were out without power for like 6 to 8 hours, but the generator stayed up and running with no issue.
What size generator do you have, like a 25 kW or like 10,000 kW?
I'll have to look, but it'll run everything in the house with all the both heating elements and everything. when they were first putting it in and they told us about not being able to wash clothes and cook at the same time, I said, don't worry, my wife can't multitask and do those. Just as a joke, and he thought it was funny. Of course, my wife didn't, but it was too funny to hear him chuckle.
I'd be doing the same thing with my wife, yeah. So, but, speaking of that, though, my wife can cook, but, I mean, I've always done most of the cooking and so forth, and I've been teaching Ashley how to cook and so forth like that, but last night, my wife made a brand new dish for the first time. It's called Marry Me Chicken, basically chicken breast with some heavy cream and some herbs and spices. And you put it over a bed of pasta noodles. And, of course, the heavy cream is almost like an Alfredo sauce, but it's different flavor, different texture. And then she decided that the recipe didn't call for it, but she took some of the frozen broccoli and steamed it up and diced it up or chopped it up, put it in with the sauce, and it was probably some of the best chicken I've had in a long time.
It sounded good. Before the prices go up because of that bird flu that's going around, you probably want to get some chickens and go ahead and put them in your freezer.
This Saturday, I'm going to see if Ashley will run up here. There's a butcher shop up here off of 14 north of Greer, Vaughn's Meat Packing Company. That's where we've been buying some of our meat. Stock my freezer back up again. We usually do it like once every month and a half to 2 months. Get enough meat and stuff and then fill the freezer up.
We did that a couple years ago, and then for some odd reason, Vaughn's made a boo-boo or in some shape, form, or fashion that we ordered half a cow and they misplaced the order, and so and we kept calling about it and showed them the receipt and stuff like that. They said, well, we don't have anything now that's worthwhile. And so when they finally called and told us they had stuff, and when we were in the process of cooking stuff up, it was, you know, just all just horrible stuff with the bones and very little meat on it, and it was just not good at all. We were not happy.
I'll have to keep an eye on that. I haven't experienced that yet, but I did see an advertisement. I think there's another meat market over here, like going toward the town of Woodruff. Like go take 101 over toward Reedville area or whatever. I think there's a meat packing company over there too that sells meats.
We'll definitely look around for some different places when we want to restock the refrigerator and the freezer, because that does, you know, come in handy when you've got stuff, you know, stored away in the freezer, because right now both our freezers are definitely full.
Right, freezer, or do you have a chest? Right now I have a chest, and I definitely want to get an upright commercial freezer to stick out in the garage. It makes it easier to organize. KA3JCA.
Yeah, it's an upright freezer.
And Jerry, and of course I've talked to Tom. A couple of the guys on here have, they refer to as their girls that they adopted, but they have some hens and that lay eggs and so forth like that. I watched a cute little commercial on either Facebook or TikTok the other day, where a lady goes out and she calls her little birds over, like, here, chick, 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 and they all come running over, like she's getting ready to throw them some feed, and she holds her hand out, she got an egg carton in her hand, and she starts to lecture them. She says, you see this? She says, I just paid $8 a carton for a dozen eggs. She says, if you guys don't start laying eggs, then you're going to be in the fryer next.
That does sound funny. Yes, definitely going to be, you know, very difficult here shortly for the cost of eggs and stuff like that. Because my wife mentioned that she's probably going to go ahead and get some eggs and put away while they're $6 a dozen. And when she heard that they were going to be, you know, here shortly by $9 a dozen.
Are you allowed to have like a little chicken coop in your backyard?
Oh, please. I can't even have a ham radio antenna because of my HOA. And so definitely a chicken coop is definitely out of the question. Yeah, but it's definitely, that's not allowed in HOA. I've saw that already where you can't have any chicken coops or anything like that.
I'd be putting a sign on my house, for sale, and find it someplace else. No, I actually just checked mine yesterday, and it doesn't say anything about having chickens, so I've thought about getting a little coop and putting like 8 birds out there just for eggs. And then I'm debating. I actually saw, I've been researching it about the chickens, and they sell these chicks that you can buy you know, it's baby, but basically there's two sets. One's at like 8 weeks and one's at 12 weeks. But you sit there and you just free roam them in the backyard or, you know, move. If you have one of those cages, you can keep them there, but you move it around daily. Let them get plenty of feed, water, and so forth like that. And they're basically referred to as meat chickens, whether it's an 8-week bird or a 12-week bird. But the guy does 25 at a time, and then what he does is on slaughter day, he just goes out there and gets a couple of friends, and they set up a pot of boiling water, dip them, pluck them, clean them, wash them, and then throw them on ice to cool them down, and then they dry them real good, and then they vacuum seal them and throw them all in their freezer. And you can either leave them as whole hens, or you can, you know, break it down with the breast, legs, thighs, and wings and so forth, however you want. But the guy said he saved so much money doing like 25 or 50 birds at a time.
Yeah, I bet he did save money. I thought about doing a little actual a hen laying coop in my garage. That way it's truly not outside, that as long as people from the HOA did not actually come up there and probably hear them, like I said, I would just have to be able to, well, just have a heating lamp in that area. But like I said, in order for them to lay eggs, would definitely have to have a rooster that would definitely be crowing all the time.
Have to make sure that you got them sexed where you did not end up with a rooster at all, and you just have eight laying birds and go with that.
Yeah, because the rooster would definitely give it away.
How that is, it's funny. My neighbor's dog is very quiet. The one behind me is quiet, and mine are fairly quiet, but then when you get them all out in the yard, they want to do nothing but bark at each other. If you remove the fence, they play well together, but yet that fence is there and they can't touch or whatever, and it's like they want to just bark, 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 bark. They're worse than roosters.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of videos on that where the people close the gate and the dogs are just snarling and growling at each other, but they open the gate and they're standing there like, oh, okay. You're okay, and then they don't even cross the line, but they're just standing there, each other, not making any noise at all.
Again, 4JVM, he's going to bring me down a small piece of chain that he has extra laying around. I need to put around the two center poles. I have a 10-foot gate. You know, you can drive a vehicle through. It's 2 5-foot gates, but I did have it with one of those heavy-duty black shortened bungee cords that you use like on a big truck or something for tie-downs. That's the real big, thick rubber. Well, last year my one dog chewed through it and they got out, so we repaired it. And then yesterday my neighbor came over and knocked and said, I think your dogs are out. And so Sally had to get in the truck and go around the block. Thank God they stayed in the neighborhood. But
yeah, probably about 20 years ago when I lived in my old house, one of my dogs got out, and obviously after it, you know, got tired of visiting the neighborhood, the dog was up on the front porch and just had to come back home.
At that, I have one of those doorbells that senses activity. If somebody walks up, it goes off before they even push the doorbell. And one day it went off, and I looked at the thing, yelling at my wife and say, hey, Sally, the dogs are at the front door wanting to come in. And she's like, what?
Yeah, that's always funny. They know where their bread is buttered on.
With that, so what did you think of Winter Field Day? Did you enjoy it? And I know your little girl's only, what, 3 or 4, but did she have a fun time up there with the campfire and everybody just sitting around, you know, talking on the radios and socializing?
She had a great time. She was just out running in the woods and wanting to pick up the big pieces of gravel that was out there, and then wanted to know why there was mess with the radios. We weren't able to stay for the campfire stuff because I knew, you know, that she would get, you know, very tired later on. So we left about 5 o'clock time frame.
And I know who has who wrapped around her little finger too. Yeah, she's a real cutie, Lloyd. KN4VWA.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, Richard, the funniest story about that, when I took her to the porta potty because she said she had to go, and she looked down in there and told me to flush it. Man, I was rolling. And she didn't even want to, you know, favor the idea of having the paper line the seat. But nope, that wasn't happening. So I brought her a little pink portable one for her, and that's what she went on.
Steve, how are you doing, sir? Okay, yeah, I've seen that happen there. It's just like taking somebody, one of the porta potties or on the airplane, and you go in there, and then especially when you they flush it, they get that dark, dark, dark blue concentrated descent stuff that they use for it. So, but all righty, Steve, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you real quick. KA3JCA.
Good morning, gentlemen. And I tell you what, Lloyd, I really did appreciate your help over there on the back of my truck that day. That was fun. And you know what? I am pretty much abandoning that paint pole concept. And I've already started experimenting with ham sticks and a tripod.
That was definitely a smart thing to do. It's kind of, probably take a little bit of a while to find one that actually would have that same operation, would just have like a cable crank that you just crank it up and crank it down when you're ready to go and set everything up.
Well, the wire antenna worked great. I mean, it really did great. I mean, I was pretty much all over North America, a few contacts over in Western Europe. But that whole thing of trying to do it up there on the top of that mast, that was a little bit precarious. So, anyhow, I've already got a tripod and ham sticks at the top of it. I'm just trying to work out the SWR on it.
Definitely good. What band were you on?
Later in the evening, and I worked 40 just a little bit earlier, right before, you know, like around 4 or 5 o'clock, and did fairly well. You know, can't complain at all. But like I said, getting that thing up and down was just not, not good.
Yep, that is definitely true, because if it had been any higher wind, you know, standing up on the back of that ladder and the tailgate would have definitely been very interesting to get that mast put up there, regardless of the broken part of the paint pole.
Well, I just wanted to jump in there and tell you I appreciated that this morning, and I just pulled into my dentist, so I trade places with you. So, yeah, 73s, you travel safe into work, and I will talk to you again soon. KN4VWA, 73s clear.
4PXB, at least you chuckled about the switch when we go into the dentist, so, yeah.
Lloyd, you talk about the dentist. My wife hates it because every time I go, we both brush our teeth and floss and stuff like that, but it seems like every time she and Ashley go, they end up having a cavity that has to be filled or whatever. And I mean, I haven't had to have anything filled in probably like 10 or 12 years, maybe longer. Now, I do have a crown that popped off or a tooth that split that I have to have repaired, but so I haven't gotten around to doing that yet.
I'm not sure about your daughter, but most of the time when women have children, that really takes a toll on their teeth because of the calcium that their body pretty much will rob from their bones and their teeth during that time frame.
True, yes. And I'm very familiar with that. Of course, with me being an amputee, I don't put any weight bearing on that left side, so like whenever they take pictures now, x-rays of my back and my hip, and it's actually funny because even part of my lungs is now showing it. So when they take the x-rays, because there's no weight bearing on that left side, all the bone is very, very translucent in the x-ray. You can see the outline of it, but you can't see the calcium density in the bone. Whereas on the right side, you know, of course you see the nice white solid bones and so forth like that. So I'm finding that the older I get, I have to be very careful on which way I fall and how I fall.
I just hope you don't fall at all, but if you do, just remember to tuck and roll, tuck and roll.
I'm even better now. A lot of times when I do my transfer from the bed to the chair and so forth like that, Ashley or Sally are standing there, and if they see me start to weeble and wobble, it's like I told them, says, don't try to catch me because you'll never get me up. The VA issued a Hoyer lift to help get me off the floor because Sally made the mistake one day trying to catch me and she hurt herself. But future plans basically just include shove Richard like a football player would or whatever, you know, like you're blocking or like grab him by the shoulder pads there and push him back. But they know to push me toward the bed now. It's a lot softer to fall on than the floor.
That's good. I'm glad they, you know, found a good way to get you up. I truly don't understand it, and I'm glad the people were charged for it when they had one of their family members that had fallen on the floor, and they were definitely heavier weight. They were actually using a taser to prod that person to get up and assist them in getting up, and I'm glad the law charged them with cruelty.
I don't think I would like that taser method at all. But yeah, it's not that it's funny, but I know that I'd made several trips and I kept trying to tell the doctor something's wrong. And the emergency room kept telling me, no. And they sent me home, and I'll be darned if, like, finally on the next morning, I was actually just sitting in the chair and boom, I blacked out and I fell out of my chair from a sitting position and split my head. And needless to say, my face was black and blue for quite a while there. And we were joking one day in the office, and the doctor, he thought we were serious. I said, yeah, I criticized my wife's cooking and she popped me. And he knew how I got the black eye, but he didn't know how to take it because I guess I was joking. And I guess in now's day and age, you don't want to do that because people take it the wrong way and think it's domestic violence. KA3JCA.
I'm definitely well aware of that. When my wife worked for one of the companies before, she wasn't sleeping very well. She had, you know, the black eyes and stuff like that. And her boss in the National Guard, and then he went back full-time active duty. And he was a lieutenant colonel, and he knew that my wife had told him before that I'd had bad dreams and stuff like that in my sleep, and he pulled her off to the side one day when he saw her black eyes and stuff and asked if there was, you know, was she okay and did she need help with anything.
And it's funny, you stop and think about it, it's like nobody's been for your best interest, and it's one of those things that if you say something, people want to condemn you for it, and if you don't say something, they want to condemn you for it. So, I mean, I work for the YMCA, and we had to report everything. And, you know, sometimes parents didn't like that, but you know what? If we observe it, we see it, whatever, we have to report it and let the appropriate agencies investigate.
Yeah, like I said, I could understand why people would think that the agencies are just reporting too much, because my daughter, she's three, so she is always just going so quickly with things that, you know, sometimes she'll bang her shin or something like that, and her school will document it and stuff like that, and the bruises and stuff like that and going, but the caseworkers that have went there and looked, they're going, they have seen her before, knowing that, you know, she's never been, you know, in any shape, form, or fashion abused to point to getting to that extreme.
It's I'm glad that, you know, things are starting to straighten up in that particular area as far as reporting. When I worked with the police department, it was sad to see that people that were abused at the time of the incident wanted the other party arrested under domestic violence. And then, of course, 30 minutes later, after it's de-escalated, they're there wanting to bail them out and drop the charges. And unfortunately, that, you know, the laws changed a little bit so that, you know, like when I was back there in the 80s, it was like if we showed up to your house and so-and-so had a scratch on him, the woman would get arrested, and if there was stuff on the woman, the guy would get arrested, and if they both had scratches, they'd arrest them both and then just let it go through family court. So it's like one extreme to the other, KA through JCA.
The one good thing that's changed where now if the police see the marks and the person refuses to press charges, they can still enact those charges. So that's a good thing. But for right now, I'm at my work site, so I have to say 73 until another time.
Have a wonderful day, sir. Take it easy. Don't work too hard there. And go get you a cup of coffee or tea, whichever you fancy in the morning. And we will talk to you later on, sir. KO4PXB, KA3JCA. KO4HKX. Are you around, Patrick? KA3JCA.
M4ZLK.
Morning, sir. Are you on your way home?
A few errands this morning. Then I'll be headed back to the house in a little while.
Yep, Sally, come running in here. At least I got to hear his voice.
If she can hear me, I know she's working. Yeah, I've been in the car for a little bit. I had to stop by the work, pick up some forms, and headed for an appointment this morning.
Thanks, Gags. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Shane and Patrick, KA4JCA.
Good morning, and who are you referring to, Patrick, when you say gentlemen?
Clyde this morning, refer to both of you. Hello, Miss Sally.
I'm not a gentleman.
And Richard, I got to jump out for a second. I got to run in and get some paperwork. N4ZLK.
Hey, 3JCA. Go ahead, Patrick.
73, Shane. Good to hear you this morning. KO4HKX.
Patrick, if you get time today, later on or whatever, it slows down some, give me a jingle and we'll fix that slide presentation, and then I'll send it off to Bob.
Pat, we'll see what happens. I've got my notes on it with me, so we'll do that if I can get away for a minute.
Thank you, sir. All right, well, I'm going to talk Sally into making me something to drink here real quick. And
hurry,
I know. I'll catch you a little bit later. KO4HKX, KA3JCA.
KO4HKX, 73, Richard, Miss Sally. Y'all have a great day. KO4HKX, clear.
KW4FCM.